Hashtag tech for good. Hashtag synthesis technologies.
Joining us in our makeshift studio, Amy McNamara. She is the human resources manager here at Synthesis. Amy, it's got to be very weird to be the HR person in a company like this. It's got to be a challenge, surely, because it's this incredible mixture of organization and creativity and efficiency. How does it all come together?
I think there's a little bit of magic in it, actually, Howard.
That's a miracle.
The unstructured structure.
Right.
Absolutely. I think synthesis just pulls it off. I couldn't tell you what it is precisely, but I think it's a culmination of leadership and every single individual in the organization. You know, we talk about organizational culture, and there's often a lot of questions around who drives organizational culture. And for me, I think it's really a culmination of everybody. You know, you all have a role to play in it. And certainly, is it actually morning? Because I've lost my bearings here. I've been here for over 24 hours now. You know, you've got the teams who work so hard. You've got leadership who set that vision
standard.
And that stand in that direction. And it just all comes together, and it's just magical.
It really, really is. Yeah. So it's an interesting question. I just want to go back to that. Who drives culture? You know, I think there's a perception that HR drives culture. Does
and
it?
That couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm.
I think a lot of organizations tend to put it into the realm of HR, and it's really folly on their part, because what ends up happening is people look at HR and they sort of see them as an outsourced partner to culture. And then I think it's really difficult for individuals in the business to sort of tie into that.
Mm.
Where if it's coming from the top and it's very prevalent, very sort of, it's the word I'm looking for, in your face.
It's very real.
It's hard, you know, it's driven all the time. It's lived by the executive team.
It isn't just something imposed. It's actually something that is.
Yeah.
And culture can't just be written on a wall. It has to be something that is ingrained in the behavior, in the thoughts, in the patterns, in the work.
Absolutely. You know, and you can have those values that are put on a wall, but they're not there to create the culture. They're there just to show people who come into our business what our culture actually is.
There's that famous saying that culture eats strategy for breakfast and
lunch and dinner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we've got our set of unwritten ground rules, but again, just to speak to your point, that's not what dictates our culture. You know, that's just something that has come out as a result
embodies
of
the culture.
It embodies it.
Yeah. It's interesting, Dina, because we often think about that is there's unwritten ground rules in every organization.
Mm-hmm.
And you've worked across different corporates in South Africa. Your observation is are they very, very different in every environment you go into?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can see it by the nature of the business and what comes out of the business and how happy and engaged the employees are.
Yeah.
Because if you are in a very corporate environment and the culture, again, is one that comes all on the wall, the culture on the wall, what the values are to the business, that if that's just on the wall and it's not actually permeated and entrenched throughout the organization, then it isn't actually the culture. It can, top management can say it's the culture, but it is not that real lived culture for the employees.
Absolutely, and I think that's sometimes where, you know, businesses look to HR to put together those sort of six or five values, and then suddenly it's real, and it's not.
Mm.
I was talking last night with a couple of the guys that are in my team on the hackathon, and one of them comes from a big organization, and they used to use consultants to come and dictate what the culture
Right, here's your culture. You know, read this four-page document and then start
living it. Do you think you get a card? You know, like in Monopoly, you have to choose which culture.
Incredible, an amazing concept. So how do you test it from an HR perspective? How do you test that culture is actually being lived rather than just being
spoken
of it? Yeah, do you test it? It's an interesting question.
So I've been here now going into my fifth month. I think I'm 4 days into my fifth month, and it hasn't been something that I've had to go and find.
Yeah.
The minute I walked in the door, it hit me square between the eyes. I knew exactly what I was in for. I knew this was a business I wanted to work for, just because it emulated a lot of my own values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people were warm and welcoming and creative and funny and quirky. And just by the way, I've been called Loopy in my 4 months. So I kind of feel like I fit in.
Oh, then you're doing fine. Yes, yes. Right,
take she's, a Nerf gun.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she says grabbing a Nerf gun and stalking somebody. Absolutely. So incredible. Really, really incredible. So just very, very quickly before I let you go, what is your team working on?
So, very little sleep, actually, I think is the appropriate answer, Howard. So we're working on an app, not necessarily geared just towards gender-based violence, but just, you know, around sort of the crime that we all live in, and alerting family members to our whereabouts, proactively rather than reactively. So through a WhatsApp medium is to alert our family if, you know, we're on our way home, and a constant check-in, and if en route our family members don't know where we are, or the app picks up that we're actually not where we're supposed to be at an ETA, it will send an alert to
That's
a linked
brilliant. Brilliant. What a great idea.
See, look, you're getting cheers in the background over here.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's really why. Obvious.
Yeah. No, because it's so interesting, you know, we've got, I've got teenage kids, and, you know, some people, some families have this 360 thing that everybody's watching everybody all the time. Creeps me out completely.
Obsessed.
So I'm not
I'm
interested.
Obsessed.
Oh, of course, there we go. There we go. It
says,
says controlling mom and wife next to me. But other than that, most of us actually don't really want to know where our family is most of the time. But sometimes when our kids go out on a Saturday night or whatever night they're going out, we do worry. So I make them put on, sort of live location on WhatsApp, but this kind of an idea would be amazing. That that you know where they need to be, and if they're at risk, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, and also picking up if there are any issues on the road. You know, you can be warned ahead of time. So yeah.
All right, it is 8:55, about to go 8:56. That is Amy McNamara. She is head of human resources here at Synthesis. So well done, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. We have only a few moments left. I do want to wrap up.